Mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
Mouth. From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. And that is sound from a new stage production of The Little Prince, based on one of the most read and beloved books in the world. The novella, written by the poet and aristocrat Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, drops two main characters from the sky, a downed pilot and a prince fallen to Earth on a tiny asteroid. Though known mostly as a children's story, The Little Prince was written during the escalation of World War II and contained some clever criticism of society, lessons in human nature, and whimsical watercolor illustrations. It's been adapted for radio and film and ballet and opera and stage, including a production at Andy's Summer Theater in Wilton, New Hampshire in 1996 that was especially memorable to our guest, Jared Mazzacchi, now a successful multimedia director and production designer. He's back to stage his own production of The Little Prince, which runs until July 27th. Hello, Jared.
Hello.
Welcome back to New Hampshire.
Thank you. It's awesome to be back.
So for those who don't know the story, if you could tell us a little bit about the characters and the story behind The Little Prince.
Sure. So, the book is really focusing on a pilot who crashes in the desert and meeting a little prince from another planet and basically learning of his journey. With my production, what we're really actually exploring is looking back towards how the aviator was brought up and how the aviator was developed his want to fly and inevitable crash to the desert.
Okay.
So
we
the story,
get backstory.
Yeah. So it ends up being actually Act One is really more of a prequel, if you will.
That's so interesting. Well, yeah. give us a little bit of your backstory, because yeah. I think this plays into it. It's kind of coming full circle for you. Was this your first experience at Andy's Summer Playhouse in 1996 in
yeah.
The Little Prince?
Yeah, it was. And actually, it was my first experience on a stage. I was 11. My mom and dad kind of egged me towards auditioning because I was a bit of a ham at home. And so I went and auditioned, got into The Little Prince. I was one of the grown-ups and one of the princes, and totally changed my life. I remember the last scene in the show of opening night just feeling completely overwhelmed and not knowing why, and I've just kind of never left.
It sounds like you had a really great experience at this production, but what about the story stuck with you?
It's actually, I have a tattoo of it on my arm, so it's pretty branded on me at this point. I love the book. I think from multiple levels, just the notion from the very get-go of the book, the drawing of a boa constrictor swallowing an elephant, and all the grown-ups seeing it as a hat. And
this is what the narrator of the book says.
Yeah,
this is what I did as a kid.
Yeah, so he drew this drawing of a boa constrictor swallowing an elephant and asks all these grown-ups, are you scared? And they're like, why would I be afraid of a hat? Because that's what it looks like. And so then he draws the elephant inside it, and then all the grown-ups say, you should focus on geography or history or math. And so my whole life, my mom and dad really helped me harness my love for the arts. And, these past few years have been pretty successful for me as a freelance designer. And to me, it represents not having to draw the elephant. You know, just people start seeing that it is a boa constrictor swallowing an elephant. And I can want to do that, and I can be supported in that. So.
And you've done a great job in it. You're known for using multimedia in your productions. You were the first ever projection designer to be awarded the Princess Grace Theater Fellowship, a prestigious fellowship. So give us an idea what this multimedia production is going to look like.
Yeah, so the past few years I've been directing there and showed that I love using projection. And so these past 2 years, parents have come forth with projectors saying, hey, do you want more? So we're actually up this year to 6 projectors kind of spanning the whole space. Mm. And this kind of show particularly is really exciting because it's all about jumping through galaxies and universes and flight. So there's clouds, and our scenic designer Ruth Marie has designed a set made out of parachutes. So all the white and that kind of draped fabric becomes this huge expanse of video design that as the kids are jumping and leaping from planet to planet, we see the stars kind of flying through the space and landing us into a desert or going somewhere else, you know. So it's really about the journey and the travel that I'm using the video for.
And we heard a little bit of the score at the top, and mm-hmm. we'll hear some more. But tell us a little bit about the score. It's wonderfully done.
Yeah, my buddy Zach Engel, he's a really phenomenal composer and musician. He went to high school with me at Lawrence Academy in Groton, Massachusetts, and I was his peer counselor. He'd never picked up an instrument before, and, you know, slowly but surely I saw him picking up guitars and pianos, and suddenly he's now composing music in New York City. He's been sending me, we're up to 16 different tracks, and it's just beautiful what he's been doing. So
Jared Mazzacci is with us. He's a Washington, D.C.-based multimedia director, but he's got a stage adaptation of The Little Prince running through July 27th at Andy's Summer Playhouse in Wilton, New Hampshire. Part of the work that you're doing is turning on younger kids to theater, as happened to you at Andy's Summer Playhouse. What's the appeal of adapting children's books for stage?
Yeah, well, what I love about Andy's Summer Playhouse is that, it's all new work and adapted work, and also DJ Potter, the artistic director, his big push is that all the shows have integrity. We're not writing knowing that we're writing children's theater, but we're actually writing theater made by children for audiences of all ages. I mean, The Little Prince is pretty mature, you know, the topics of it and death, morality, I mean, all the like pretty dark stuff that happen in it. And the kids stop me in my tracks and basically say, wait, before we say this next line, I have some questions about why the little prince wants the snake to bite. Mm. And then we have this huge conversation about perception and life and death. And then I go on break and I'm like, man, that was a 9-year-old, you know, and he's challenging me with some really great questions. And it just expands my whole idea of what theater is. And then going back into my year of freelance with grown-ups, I actually feel totally renewed by doing this kind of work. So
I wonder if you get glimpses of yourself, your own childhood frustrations or sort of key developments as you're here, you know, directing other kids in a production that you did when you were 11.
Totally. You know, and that's part of the conversations that I have with the kids. I'm a complete open book with them. And I actually wrote this. My dad passed away when I was 19 and I was really pressed for this moment of, do I really want to go into the arts or do I need to now be a little bit more realistic in a way, you know? And moving forward, my mom really supported me saying, well, no, you should do art. So having that as a part of it when I went into rehearsals and having that conversation with the kids saying, this is why this is important to me and this is how we can make this a little bit more personal.
Well, Jared, you brought us a little piece of tape of you, I guess, right before going on stage mm-hmm. with the kids. So tell us a little bit about what we're hearing here.
Every show gets the cast backstage and basically does a focus. They did it back when I started, and I remember that was monumental to, okay, we have to focus. We have to sync up as a team. This is a sport for the next 2 hours. You have to pass the ball. You have to do this. And so we repeat a mantra that actually was instilled in me in college.
I am enough.
I am.
I am
a human being.
A human being.
Filled with love.
Filled with love.
Filled with pride.
Filled with pride.
Filled with dignity.
Filled with dignity.
I come tonight.
I come tonight.
To tell my story.
To tell my story.
It really amps them up. It gets them centered. I have them always make eye contact with every single cast member saying, each and every one of you will have a totally different journey tonight. And we have to keep that in mind. There's no lead. It's all an ensemble. And without one of you, we can't do it. And so it's a self-empowering and also making sure that they realize that they're a primary artist in the situation. It's not just me opening up their head and pouring in a script and saying, do this. And so every night we do that as a reminder to say, you guys are telling the story, not me.
So what have you got on your hands? An elephant?
Yeah. A big elephant.
Jared Mazzacci, multimedia director and designer. His stage adaptation of The Little Prince is running through July 27th at Andy's Summer Playhouse in Wilton, New Hampshire. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Now you can find more information about the production, including how to get tickets to see The Little Prince on stage at wordofmouthradio.org.